Good morning. This morning I'm going to talk a little bit about the role of vitamin D in racial disparities in breast cancer prognosis. Now, almost every study on the topic of racial disparities in breast cancer survival has shown that black women have poorer survival than white women, and I'm going to try to offer an alternate explanation for these differences. And these curves show five-year survival rates of breast cancer for white and black women from different SEER registries. And the SEER program is a series of registries maintained by the National Cancer Institute in different cities in the United States. And these curves are for Atlanta, Connecticut, Detroit, and Hawaii. And as you can see, compared to white women, black women had significantly higher risk of dying. And that risk in these curves ranges from 1.5 to 2.3 times more likely to die. And these are the curves for Iowa, New Mexico, San Francisco, and Seattle. And the relative risk of dying for black women compared to white women in these curves ranges from 1.7 to 2. And all these differences were statistically significant. And now the conventional wisdom is that these differences in survival are caused by differences in socioeconomic status and access to care. However, a study by Schwartz and colleagues found that African-American race was independently associated with presenting with metastatic breast cancer even after controlling for socioeconomic status. So this raises the possibility that some biological factor may be contributing to these differences. In the third NHANES survey, African-American women were found to have much lower mean levels of 25-hydroxy vitamin D, which is the main circulating vitamin D metabolite. And in fact, their mean levels border on vitamin D deficiency, which is defined as a serum 25-hydroxy vitamin D level of less than 15 nanograms per milliliter. They also found that vitamin D deficiency was 5 to 10 times more prevalent in black women compared to white women. Now, the sun is the source of the UVB. Oops. Got some slides missing here. Well, I have some slides missing, but what I was going to show is how vitamin D is synthesized in the skin. And what happens is, because Caucasians have less pigment, they're easily able to absorb the UVB and produce the vitamin D, whereas African Americans, they have a lot of pigmentation and the UVB doesn't penetrate and react with the cholesterol to form the vitamin D, so they synthesize less. And that's the result of evolution, because people that inhabited regions closer to the equator needed more pigment in the skin, because the sun's rays are so much more intense there. And this principle is also illustrated in an experiment in which two white subjects and three African-American subjects were given a full body dose of radiation, ultraviolet radiation, and they found that vitamin D photosynthesis was less than one-third as efficient in African-Americans. These were out of order. So this is the diagram showing how vitamin D is made in the skin. So the sun is the source of the ultraviolet B, which is used to make vitamin D. And as sunlight hits the skin, four UVB photons combine with one molecule of cholesterol. And this opens a ring to make pre-vitamin D. And then warmth in the body converts pre-vitamin D in the skin to vitamin D3, which is then converted to 25-hydroxy vitamin D in the liver. So this is the example of how vitamin D is, UVB is absorbed in the skin of a Caucasian person. There's very little pigmentation, so the UVB easily penetrates and encounters the cholesterol to go on to form the vitamin D. But in an African American, the increased pigment in the skin prevents the UVB from penetrating deeply and readily forming vitamin D. So why is vitamin D important for breast cancer? Well, many studies have shown that low levels of vitamin D are associated with higher breast cancer risk and lower survival. And in this study, mortality from breast cancer was significantly lower in sunnier regions where presumably the population 25 hydroxy vitamin D level would be much higher. Now this is a map of breast cancer mortality with contours showing the solar radiation levels. And as you can see, the breast cancer mortality is very high in the north and the northeast where the solar radiation levels are low. This slide shows a pooled analysis of data from two case control studies on serum vitamin D and breast cancer risk. And what we found was that women in the highest quintile of serum 25 hydroxy vitamin D had 50% lower risk of breast cancer than women in the lowest quintile. And since we published this study, another study was performed in Germany by Abbas and colleagues, and they found that women in the highest quintile of 25 hydroxy vitamin D had a 70% lower risk than women in the lowest quintile. Now, in this study by Goodwin and colleagues, they found that women who were vitamin D deficient were 2 times as likely to develop metastatic disease, which is shown in the graph on the left, and 1.7 times more likely to die, which is shown in the graph on the right. So the theory on how vitamin D fights cancer is that vitamin D is thought to help the cells stay tightly bound to one another through intracellular junctions so that they have a sense that they're part of a structure or an organ. But in vitamin D deficiency, these intercellular junctions are weakened and cells lose the sense they are part of a structure. So they do basically what they're programmed to do by evolution through natural selection, which is to divide. So in conclusion, compared to white women, African American women have reduced ability to photosynthesize vitamin D, which may contribute to poorer breast cancer prognosis. But further testing of this association should be conducted in cohort studies. Our recommendations would be to raise the population 25 hydroxy vitamin D, especially in African Americans, to 40 to 60 nanograms per milliliter. And we could achieve this through daily oral supplementation of 2,000 to 4,000 international units of vitamin D3. Any questions?
Does anyone have questions for Sharif?
Yes. Below 10,000 international units a day, there really is no downside because there's been no demonstrated toxicity in doses below 10,000 international units a day. There is no downside to it. Yes.
Would you say there's any urgency about this, or is this something that we can deliberate for a while before we decide?
I would say that there is definitely extreme urgency to do this because the population median level is right at about 24 nanograms per milliliter, which is quite low. If we were to get everybody up to 40 to 60 nanograms, then we could prevent 50% of the cancer. Yes?
Have there been any studies that tell us whether supplementation will work, since we know that in some vitamin studies, if you eat the vitamin, it doesn't work as well as eating the food. So do we know about sun and vitamin D that way?
Yes, we do. Many studies of this have been done, and the general rule is for every 1,000 international units you take, it will boost your serum level, your serum 25 hydroxy vitamin D level, 9 to 10 nanograms per milliliter. Yes.
I've been involved in some research where lactase deficiency was much higher in urban times, and that seemed to be a surprise. Is that going to affect the recommendation?
No, because I think what you're getting at is that milk is as being a main source of vitamin D, dairy products. And really, dairy products, they just contain at most 400 international units a day, which is a very small dose and wouldn't be enough to boost the serum 25 hydroxy vitamin D level to the point where it could prevent cancer. Yes.
Vitamin D supplementation of constipation?
Yes, this study by Goodwin and colleagues, they showed that women that were deficient in vitamin D had poorer survival, and they were also more likely to develop a metastatic breast cancer. Well, there was another study, a clinical trial that was done where the women were given 1,000 international units a day, and that also showed an effect that it prevented breast cancer in the treatment group. Yes?
Does it matter whether you take vitamin D3 or D2?
Yes, it does. A lot of studies have shown that vitamin D3 is more readily converted to 25-hydroxy vitamin D, so vitamin D3 is the way to go. Yes.
Have there been any studies showing that supplementation might have an effect on the prognosis after diagnosis?
Yes, I think basically what this slide is showing, the graph on the right, these were people that had the disease, but the ones that had sufficient vitamin D status were more likely to survive up to 12 years.
After the diagnosis, they took vitamin D, there may be some help in terms of prognosis?
Yes. Yes.
Have there been any studies or interest in looking at other conditions where vitamin D might be helpful, such as maybe breast cancer?
Yes, there have been many studies, and vitamin D has been shown to be helpful in reducing incidence of colon cancer, kidney cancer, ovarian cancer, multiple sclerosis, type 1 diabetes, and I'm sure as we study it, more and more diseases will come to light where vitamin D can play an important role.
Any other questions for Sharif? All right, thank you.
Thank you.